thing is about when you hit big time, when you explode overnight, like we're about to do,
yeah,
is that people listen to this episode and they hear these guys don't fucking watch the game. Mm-hmm. They don't know ball. They don't know anything. He makes references to things he hasn't even read. You know, he's a fucking moron. You know, and it's disrespectful towards women. Mm. Not the case. We do that all the time. That's
it's
kind of
just as bad with the men.
That's what the whole show is. You know. So if you listen to this episode, you might think, yeah, well, this is terrible. All right, go back, listen to the other 200 episodes. 100 episodes you've done.
150 nearly, I think.
You know, it's the same shit.
Yeah.
So before you point the finger at me, you know, remember that.
There's 150 hours backing me up.
Yeah.
I treat the men just as badly.
Yeah. I have no respect for anyone. Yeah. That's my major malfunction.
Yeah. No, honestly, that is nonsense. Nonsense. All nonsense.
They say many, many garbage things.
You don't know what you're going to get. Melodrama!
You'll learn a lot more if you listen rather than talk all the time.
No problem.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a No Nonsense podcast. World Cup, Will. It's a World Cup of football, and Ireland are in it.
Can you believe it?
That's all I need to know, and yeah. I'm in. You know, bandwagon is on the way. We're on it, right in the back there. It's happening, Will. We're in a World Cup, and
added bonus.
Yeah.
The games are on during work hours.
Yeah, so we can watch them on
my
phone.
It's Qatar all over again, baby.
Yeah, if Qatar feels just a mere 6 months ago, which it was. Mm. I mean, I guess 7 months ago now, it's July.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a nice time. You know, 8 o'clock in the morning, a bit early. Hope you don't have any of those games on. But 11 o'clock, perfect. You know, you got your 2 hours of work done already.
Yeah, you're done for the day in this day and
pretty
age.
Pretty much, you know. And you got, you know, 90 minutes to chill and finish off. And then after that, reply to some emails and boom, fish, bash, bosh.
Bing, bang, boom.
Day done. It was an entertaining game. Well, the opening game. It was funny because the opening game was New Zealand and Norway.
I thought, because I saw that and I was like, no, that must have been a friendly. Australia are the hosts.
Yeah, why wouldn't... I mean, maybe they said, right, there's a tight schedule. We have to play the games at 8, 11. Was there any other game on today?
I don't know, actually.
Don't think there was.
Don't think so.
I think I would have heard about that. What, like there's an Irish game and I stopped watching after that?
I put my fingers into my ears. I went, la, 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 as soon as the game ended.
But yeah, I'd say that's probably what it was. Like, well, 8 o'clock's too early for the international audience.
This is the big one, Ireland, Australia.
They want Australia has to be the big match, the prime time. So they had the first game of prime time against us, another prime time nation.
Yep. Stadium was packed.
Yeah, initially it was going to be 40,000 people in it, which I think was going to be daunting for a lot of the Irish players, because I think the max they had in Tallaght Stadium was 4,000.
Yeah.
I think that was 4,000 Irish people that have got over there. And it's going to be 40,000 people. You like that? Double it.
Yeah.
80,000 people.
8,000.
So like a full Croke Park, more or less, in there.
And of there was a sea of yellow and green everywhere. There was no sections, it felt like.
and every Irish person I knew over there seemed to have a tag. Chris like sent me a Snapchat. It looked like he was in the premium level. And he said, time to get some prawn sandwiches on the go. So I don't know. Tickets were definitely available for people.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looked like a great atmosphere.
Yeah, it looked all right.
And I won't lie, Will, I was doing kind of a bit of a matlock on this. I watched this with the sound off, but I kind of got the gist of it, you know.
Turns out you were right to do that.
Turns out.
Yeah, because I tried to watch it with the sound on. It was impossible. Picture the worst episode of this podcast you've ever heard, audio quality-wise. That was what it sounded like. There was clicks and pops, and then there was a delay. So, like, a shot would go wide. No, sorry, it was the opposite. He'd go, oh, just over there, a good chance. And then 20 seconds later, they'd take the shot. So it was so frustrating to watch.
Yeah.
And especially when you have it on one monitor and you're trying to act busy on the other. So you really can't tell what's going on because you're listening. And then you look over and it's something different's happening.
It was an absolute shit show.
Yeah.
Probably the worst shit show on RTE for days.
Yeah. Not what they needed, for sure. They could have really done with a win here today.
I mean, they really just decided that, fuck it, you know, let Kevin have a go. Yeah. Kevin!
I saw a great tweet of a guy who was like, My first day in my new job at RT. I'm actually in charge of the sound for the World Cup. Unbelievable. Now to come back from my lunch and see how things are going.
Yeah, it did seem like they were trying out the interns in Ireland Women's first World Cup. It was a bit annoying, I'd say, for most of them. Like I say, I was kind of watching this in between doing other stuff. So
yeah,
it was grand for me anyways. Everybody was robbed of seeing, you know, what it would be like to see Roy Keane in a well-organized team just barrel into lads, you know, leaving stuff on players in 2002 World Cup. We were robbed of that.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone made the same comparison. That's Katie McCabe's performance today. That's what we think probably would have been like.
Yeah.
You know?
Chop them down.
Chop them down all over the pitch, defending, attacking, best player on the pitch for us.
Really makes you wonder, what did the Colombians do?
Yeah.
Ireland were like, this is too much for us.
Well, I guess Ireland were like, you know.
Whoa, don't injure her. We need her to injure people.
Yeah. We're just like, there's a time and place for this. Yeah. The opening game of a tournament, yes. The friendly before the tournament, that's the worst time. And prime example is Sam Kerr being injured in the warm-up training.
The training for the game.
She's out for the next two games, and they'll have a look at her for the third game. So she won't be back guaranteed for the last third game.
Yeah, that's...
So yeah, I mean, Ireland's decision to call off that game looks smarter and smarter with every passing day, to be honest. Because that'd be the worst thing ever to get injured in the last possible hurdle. So look, I don't think Ireland are a soft team. I think Colombians are probably just, you know, a bit like the guy who tries to wear PE. It's like, all right, man, you know, we all have lives after this. Okay, so I mean, showers in the school. Okay, so I don't know what you're trying so hard for. I'll try hard in my organized stuff outside of school, but not here, not now. Yeah, not here. You know, but yeah, no, it was again. Look, we don't know anything about football generally.
No,
we just kind of guess.
We wait.
So we were doing a lot of research for this because we felt kind of pressure to do so. You know, if it's an Irish team, you got to look at all the information beforehand. I think this is the essential difference between men and women in this country. Is that it was very pessimistic.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's like 4-0, maybe 3-1.
Yeah.
You know, we do well to maybe not get hammered against these lads.
Do well to against these girls, sorry. Group.
Yeah. When it's Ireland, it's like, yeah, we'll probably beat Greece, draw with them in the Greece.
Netherlands aren't looking too good. Van Dijk's not what
Van Dijk's past it. You know, I can see fucking Evan Ferguson doing a number on him, you know. Like, this is Irish men think, yeah, we should probably win that game, draw that game. We might
You know what? If I played, I'd score as well.
We'll get a result against France and Paris. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they're not that good. It's just Mbappe. Stop him, stop the team. Whereas the women were like, these guys are really good. They're technically better. We're probably 2 years ahead of schedule. Yeah. It's like, schedule? What?
Now we're not just kicking them out and having a goal.
You'll never be the Irish.
That's a chant you don't really hear anymore.
Because you definitely will. Even that, amongst our, you know, bulletproof confidence in the Irish men's team has fallen out of the rotation.
The rotation, yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting. Like, I mean, if that was Ireland playing Australia in Australia, we'd probably be confident of a win.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or like, not even Australia. It was like an equivalent team, like number six in the world, like Croatia in Croatia. Yeah. We'd be like, yeah, fucking, we'll give a go. Like, you know.
Yeah. Opening day, though. Anything.
One up front. What the fuck was that? Pass it around a bit. No, listen, I was expecting that we would get beaten this team.
Yes, from, I thought comfortably.
From not knowing anything about us, from knowing a couple of players, but not a lot of analysis was like, you know, we'll do pretty well to.
Yeah,
to survive this. And then you heard the Australian coach, his pre-match.
No, I didn't hear him. I saw his smug face during the match.
He had an equally smug pre-match press reference. We should play the clip. I'll give the man his due. Let him speak for himself. Will.
If you look at the games that Ireland have played as of late against top team, there's no coincidence that they have been really, really strong in the beginning of both the first and second half. But there's also no coincidence that have conceded goals late in the halves, especially when it comes to some of the tactics on one or two players and one or two behaviours that we have identified that we hope we can strike against tomorrow. I'm not going to say what, but there's a clear trend there.
Now, I don't know the exact timeline of those quotes, whether Sam Kerr was injured at that point. He was trying to heavily deflect. I mean, mission successful, if that was what you're... Because that's what every topic... Well, that was a bit candid. That was on. No one asked him that. No one asked the question, like, why are Ireland so bad?
Who's the weakest mentally?
Yeah. So maybe he was trying to flex from Simon Kerr. I don't know if she was injured at that point. She got injured in the training, I think the day before, did her calf. So yeah, apparently that was very under wraps until like the teams were announced essentially.
Yeah.
And it was like kind of scrambling in the Irish afternoon. They changed tactics a bit. None of the Australian press knew. So yeah, that was a big loss for them. She's their Evan Ferguson, really.
There was
same thing.
It's funny because when you said that, I was like, yeah, for sure.
We have to keep some M. We were joking the whole time.
I think she is rated the same on FIFA as Mbappe in the next game.
Yeah, that's their loss before kickoff. So that was huge for us. And I think when they scored the penalty against us,
that's a tough one.
You could see the relief because they're like, this is huge. Like, because they have to win this one. Canada are a higher ranked team than us. Again, I'm working off articles I've read or
right, and Opta's supercomputer
stuff I've heard. Which again, always the case, but I just feel even more out of my depth in this one.
At least I've seen the players usually, so I can like, yes, that makes sense. Whereas this, I'm like, I have to take your word.
Yeah, I think the biggest talking point was probably Cade McCabe's battle with Rasso.
Yeah, she kicked her all over the pitch essentially in the first half.
They were both kicking at each other.
Yeah.
And there was one where Rasso got she looked like she injured her badly, and that's when she got the two fingers strapped up.
Wrapped up, yeah.
And immediately, that was when the really bad tackle came in. It was like, whoa, that was a red card.
Everyone relax.
It was pretty obvious, like, it was pretty obvious retaliation. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was like, you always see that in games where, like, someone gets fouled, they don't get free, and they go, I'm going to kick him now.
Yeah.
I guess there's no rules in ref.
Oh, well, all bets are off.
That's what it seemed like to me. But she escaped. Isn't she got yellow for that?
She got yellow.
But I was like, well, that was close. That was there. I can't use her. You know,
never a good sign, I think, when it's 0-0 going into halftime, which is a good result for Ireland at that time. And all the commentators were like, Kay McCabe needs to calm down. She is on the border. She's on the brink. One more tackle and she's off.
Yeah.
Like that was all they could talk about.
This is the Didi Hammond versus Roy Keane battle we were robbed of in 2002. I think this is exactly where they're gone.
Yeah.
You know, thankfully she did stay on the pitch and she was very good defensively in the first half. And in the second half, a lot of the attack and threat was from her as well. I think because, you know, it was 0-0 at halftime. I started thinking, fuck, like, no Sam Kerr in the back of their mind, you know.
Yeah.
This is, we can't lose the first game. Do the first game in trouble, you know. Draw it even. We should win this game. If we drew to Canada, then we've got 2 points. What am I going to do?
Oh,
you know?
Sam Kerr's not back for the third game.
You're starting to do permutations. Yeah. Are we good enough for Sam Kerr? So when they got the penalty, which I don't know, like, look, obviously I'm your bias, but I did think
it was soft.
It was soft in a way because as soon as she went down, she was looking at the referee.
Yes. Yeah, she knew if I stay here, I'm going to get pushed and it's penalty.
She's like, not looking where she's going. I'm going to stop and then I'm going to go down. And the way that she's like looking directly at it, if you're actually barreled over, you don't look to the referee. You're like, what the fuck happened?
You protect your head.
Yeah, you protect your head. You don't go with your arms out and look, ref, did you see what happened?
Ref, I'm falling.
Ref, there's an accident, you know? So whatever, but I mean, I guess it's like when you're driving a car, it's like if you fail to brake, you know, you're the one in the
And football. To be fair, like it was a soft penalty, I think, but also like she bought it, but it's fair enough as well. I don't think it was a case where it was like, that's bollocks. It's a penalty.
It is. It's just annoying when you know that, like, she bought it, you know.
Where's her honor?
Yeah, come on, have some honor. But yeah, when they scored the penalty then, you could see them being very, like, relieved almost as well.
It was a huge celebration.
They all celebrated, like, in a kind of, like, relief, I felt, rather than, like, cheering the person who scored a lot of it. But from then, they're like, right, that's all that we have. You know, these lads haven't had a shot on target. What's worse going to happen? And that's when we came into the game.
Yeah.
So it's a classic mistake, you know, opening game. I thought it was a lot of stray passes, stray balls. I think that was probably nerves as well.
It's a big stadium.
Huge crowd. It's an opening game. You know, you get off to losing start, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, you really are. Like, obviously, technically, we can get, you know, 6 points still, but it's against Canada and apparently the best team in Africa as well.
Mm.
They're not without their own FA issues, I think.
I think both Canada and Nigeria are having disputes pay-wise and have had strikes and some players haven't gone to the tournament. Yeah. And then Australia also are having pay issues. It's going on. And our group is the group of it because Ireland, not at the moment, but over the last few years, had massive issues with the FA as well.
Yeah.
They were changing in like the airport bathrooms.
Yeah.
Meeting other teams that they're going off because they only had one set of tracksuits, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's a miracle all these teams are here.
Yeah, the fact that the World Cup at all is pretty impressive. But I think the Australian one was that they have the same percentage of as the Menges, but the pot is much bigger for the men's.
Yeah.
And FIFA threw back on the TV company saying, well, they're not paying us money, so what can we do?
Yeah.
FIFA have a 4 billion euro reserve. Yeah. Now that's a fucking surplus, boys.
There's loads you could do.
They got a 4 billion surplus. I'm like, look, those TV monies are just so tight, you know? Yeah. Those damn TV companies are ruining this game, you know? Anyways, once they score the goal, they kind of looked like they were going to hold on to the end, and that's, like I said, we got chances. We had one shot on target.
Yes.
In the 96th minute from Cade McCabe.
Yeah, and it was a big chance.
Big chance. Two Australian defenders slid in, both missed the ball.
Yeah.
I think it was Payne got away.
I think so, yeah.
She got away with the ball and squared it back to Cade McCabe, exactly what you want.
Scramble.
Just kind of bobbled before got to her, then kind of got caught her feet and kicked with her right instead of her left, got half blocked.
Yeah.
He was never going in, you know.
No, yeah.
But right after that, then we had a free header. Australia were panicking. Yeah. They're like, fuck, just hold on.
It's 96. They're doing the thing where they play all the extra time again.
30 seconds. Yeah, was it 5 minutes the first half?
5 minutes first half, six minutes second half. It's back, baby.
Extra time. extra time.
Which was the same in the...
In the men's, yeah.
Cup, but, where, when, especially at the start of the tournament, all the last few minutes was always so exciting because the players were like, when is it going to end? Keep defending.
Yeah, and our chance kept getting better and better. Yeah. You know, it was like ramping up, like we're going, if we got another 2 minutes, yeah, we might have had a chance that was going to go in. But yeah, it wasn't to be, but I don't know. I think, again, I watched the qualifying game, the one that Amber Barrett came on.
Yeah.
Think about this game. I mean, come on. We know she can score from the bench. I keep seeing people say that. Like, I know you watched the one game that I watched as well.
Yeah, yeah. Because I thought the same thing.
It's like if you only watched one Man United game and you saw Ole Gunnar Solskjaer coming on, I was like, put on Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Why doesn't he play all the games? He always scores.
Yeah, so a lot of subs came on, but Aaron Barrett did not. We needed the goal. She was trying to come on the France game and she didn't get on. Then the Colombia game was obviously called off. She hasn't played since, I think, qualifying game. So, yeah, maybe that was in her mind. Like, hasn't played, but if she doesn't play, then she can't get practicing. I don't know. Again, I'm fucking reaching here. I don't know. But I'm definitely more confident now after watching the game than I was for the pre-match analysis.
Yeah, we could easily, we could nick two results.
Oh, yeah. 4 points is definitely on the cards.
Yeah. It's very doable, I think. Maybe not against Canada. We maybe get a draw against them, maybe.
Again, man, can't say for sure. But based on the analysis, I'm going to take like a little bit off for natural female pessimism. Yeah. And add on a couple for male optimism and then take another bit off. Yeah, and I think that's where we are in the middle.
Last 16.
You know, and that's the kind of formula we need to take in this kind of game. Just kind of get somewhere in the middle between the two.
Yeah.
No injuries is a big one. I'm pretty sure last time I checked there was no injuries. Again, though, they might keep it under wraps because
it's a World Cup.
You know, we had, I think, yeah, like I said, though, I think there was last minute tactical changes for Ireland when they didn't know, when they knew Sam Kerr wasn't playing. If they knew a day in advance, maybe, you know, so who knows? But yeah, it's, who's the next game? Is it Canada next?
Next is Canada on Wednesday at 1 o'clock.
Perfect. Just in time for lunch.
Unbelievable.
That's great, man. That's really super.
That's sweet. Would you like to know a bit about the Canada team?
I would, Will.
So, the Canadians are the current Olympic champions. They've medaled in the last 3 Olympic Games. They've also made the World Cup semi-finals, and they finished 4th. It was their highest ever finish in the World Cup. They've got Christine Sinclair playing for them, who is one of the world's all-time leading goal scorers. She's appeared at 5 World Cups, 4 Olympics, and has been shortlisted for FIFA Women's World Player of the Year 7 times.
I'm hearing a lot of one-offs and shortlisted, Will. I'm not impressed so far.
Let's see what happens when McCabe gets through with it.
Yeah. Not impressed, not worried. Yeah, 2-1 Ireland, Will, from what I've heard so far. Keep going.
So we mentioned this earlier.
Yeah.
Here's where we might come in handy.
Yeah.
Canada has been involved in a long-running pay dispute and played in recent tournaments under protest. Some players stayed at home from recent tournaments also. They said adamantly they wanted this settled before the World Cup, but there's no sign that that's been the case.
Mm.
This could either act as distraction or strengthen their resolve. But either way, they're the toughest opposition we will face.
Yeah, okay. Well, do you know what? I think these things are either tear a team apart or bring them closer together, Will.
We've had more bad things lately.
We've had a lot of bad things. Yeah. You know,
that team is so close right now.
You wouldn't tell us what on the game. There's no like kind of, oh, is this, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things we have to wait and see.
Yeah.
You know, just the analysis you want in the podcast.
My advice, I don't know, man. Fucking watch yourself.
Watch yourself, lads. Come back to us for the gags.
Yeah. And then third in our group, it'll be Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
The most unpredictable of ties, it says here.
Okay.
Partly because of the makeup of the Nigerian squad, but also because they too are deeply embroiled in a pay dispute, which has escalated even further than the Canadian dispute. Nigeria is Africa's most successful women's football team. They've been to every single Women's World Cup and they've reached the quarterfinals as their highest ever finish. They've also won the African Cup of Nations 11 times.
Ooh.
So they're good. They're fucking good.
I'm starting to see why I kept reading the group of death. Group of death. They seems pretty good. Well, both the Canada and Nigeria seem pretty good.
Yeah, they've won a lot, it seems like. It says their performance is regarded as unpredictable because the team haven't had much time playing together, but the players themselves are extremely accomplished club players and extremely athletic. However, just before the tournament began, they were told they won't be getting any match bonuses, and the reports from inside the camp that some players were considering boycotting the opening World Cup game. So we could have a walkout yet.
Oh, that's 3 points for
everybody.
That'd
be great for us.
But that's 2 points for everybody, so it actually just lowers it to be half beat Canada then.
Oh yeah, that's terrible then.
We want them to play the first game, beat Canada, and then walk out on us.
Yeah.
That's mad. I can't pay it at all. Because didn't they give 30,000 to all the FAs to give the teams?
Yeah, they said, we'll give it. You're not getting the match bonuses, though. So I assume, like, in the contract, like, goals or win, whatever, you get extra money.
But they got extra money from FIFA, so that should be even get more guaranteed.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
That money's going in their back pocket, Will.
Well, would you like to hear what the Nigerian coach had to say?
Go on.
Randy Waldrum, great name. He also criticised the Nigerian Football Federation, accusing them of not paying wages, low standards, interfering in selection and staffing, chaotic travel arrangements, and even cancelling the pre-tournament camp. In response, the Nigerian FA accused him of shooting his mouth off to make up for his own glaring deficiencies.
Whoa! But their current coach! Yeah. What the hell?
I tell you, we've a good chance of beating these.
Getting these lads' heads easy enough. Yeah, keep shooting your mouth off.
I work for you.
Wow.
Yeah, that's mad.
Yeah. No, this is, again, all this I've read, like, this is the World Cup where women's football becomes mainstream. This is the watershed moment here. It seems like a lot of FAs, a lot of teams have this kind of battle of, like, you know, we don't want to take this seriously. You know, you're annoying us here by qualifying for these things. And we have to fucking arrange child for you to buy your jerseys, your food, you know, all things that you do for men. That's just like, yeah, but we'll make it back in shirt sales kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, you know, it doesn't really equate. So yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see in 4 years' time. Yeah, will this be like looking back in the dark ages?
Streamlined, or professional.
Because, like, when you think about, like, you know, say the Premier League and all that, like, a lot of it is just marketing and having it rammed down your throat every week. I mean, like, I think I was watching with Sarah one of the weekends. I think it was like Burnley Wolves. It was like a Super Sunday. It's like, why is this Super Sunday? Like, it's just every Sunday is Super Sunday. Every Sunday is Super Sunday. I was like, yeah, because it's fucking football. Yeah. I never thought about it before. It's like, yeah, I guess every Sunday is Super Sunday because it's football. Like, there's no reason. Like, it was City, Liverpool, Super Sunday. But, like, Burnley Wolves, also Super Sunday. It's like, isn't it just Sunday? But again, if you just say that everybody's special, everything's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of that is with the Dele Alli stuff. You know, where it's like, you don't see him as a normal person because he's hyped so much as this, like, amazing talent, superstar, youth, genius, prodigy. You know, he's going to win the World Cup for England. He's amazing. You know, it's like he's going through battles. Like, he's shy. His form has dropped. Like, he's a person. Do you know?
What about that Super Sunday?
He's like, I didn't see him on Super Sunday. So, yeah, I think, you know, a lot of it is this kind of thing, like, oh, there's no one who watches the women's game. Like, there's not any money into it. But, like, same now if you were before. You know, you start with the Premier League.
Yeah.
You say, if we just put in, like, you know, this amount of money, we can get the game to raise now. people say that'll never work. Yeah. Like, there's no return on that investment. Yeah, there's no chance.
You got to gradually ramp it up.
It's like, but like even gradually, like, there's no way the game's going to grow that much in 30 years. No chance.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like billions and billions put in, and then we get to what? Like, you know,
spend billions,
and then what? Like we're oil. You're saying nation states will take over the teams? No chance. You know, so it's one of those things that, like, if you don't put the money in, it's like, there's no market for it. It's like, well, you're not advertising, you're not promoting it. I mean, this podcast is a great example of that. We really don't promote it, but like...
Oh, if we were paying for Google Ads, we'd be fucking skyrocketing.
Yeah, you promote any old shit, you know what I mean? And like, people actually do want it. Like, you had 85,000 people there to watch the game in a really under-promoted sport, so...
Both with teams going through pay issues, like...
So I do feel like a lot of it is, like, it's a hindrance on fucking FA. It's like, oh, God.
Fucking women.
The women's team, every 4 years, it's a women's World Cup now. Do you know? It's like, it's a pain in their hole to have to do this. And like, yeah, hopefully this... Because, like I said, we're talking about it. I didn't know about half this stuff until I read up on it. Maybe because I hadn't written it. If it wasn't, I probably wouldn't have looked it up. But yeah, it's hopefully it really does bring it into the spotlight, this kind of stuff, because, you know, there is obviously a market for it, and maybe if it's a World Cup we can qualify for. Hey,
that's all I need.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
If we have a good run in this World Cup, we get quarterfinals, this sport is going to skyrocket.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You'll see fucking McCabe's face everywhere.
Yeah,
100%. It'd be huge. It'd be so good for the sport.
Yeah, the other game, I suppose, the real opening game. New Zealand versus Norway. New Zealand won 1-0. Gianni Infantino, FIFA president of that game. You saw that, did you?
I saw his original speech.
Yeah.
Where he did a callback.
Callback. Yeah. Play the clip.
It's a great moment to be here. And for those of you who are waiting to hear how I feel today... today I feel tired because I just landed, but I feel very happy.
Like, doing a callback to that and like laughing about it is so insane, because it's not that people were like, that was gas, he said that. People were like, he's insane.
Yeah.
Like, this is a horrible moment for the sport. He's like, I remember I said that thing about Qatar and being gay.
I think, I don't know, maybe he looks back and goes, yeah, that was crazy, I said that. Hey.
Maybe I was blinded by all the Qatar money.
What do I feel like today? Oh, what am I like? You know. Anyways, I'm still president, so everybody be quiet, settle down. He really enjoyed the joke as well. Again, another visual gag on the other. You could see him smirking himself before he even says a joke. He's really looking forward to this. Apparently, he thought he could go from New Zealand to Australia. You can see both games. Further away than you might think, Will.
No, I think it's pretty fucking far. Yeah. Australia's huge.
But he thought it was like, you know, like a stone's throw away.
The water.
He thought it was like Ireland and England.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a 40-minute flight max. he'll watch that game, take some pictures, and then head over to Australia. But no chance.
How did no one tell him like a week ago?
Well, you know, again, it's like, it's a weird thing that like the opening game is New Zealand.
Yeah.
And then Australia is miles and miles away, and they play at 11. He probably just didn't look into it that much. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
I suppose, yeah. He just got a big bag of money at the start. I don't need to hear anymore.
You had me a big bag of money. it's been a good World Cup so far, Will.
Yep. It couldn't be on at a better time, honestly.
No, it's great timing. Now, Will, we love a bandwagon, right?
Yes.
I don't think it's going to kick off too much. I think if he won the first game, you'd see every person crawl out the woodwork here wearing their Ireland flags. But
we'd be swamped under all the other Irish Women's World Cup podcasts.
I know. But we're still in the green here. We can be different.
Yeah. Huge for the SEO.
I think if we were to lose next game now, I think you might start to see people fizzle. It's not having to go at the women. Not saying you're bad. I'm saying it's having to go with the bandwagon culture in this country.
Yeah.
We like winners. We like to get on a bandwagon, but the bandwagon has to be like, you know, winning.
Yeah, yeah. Constant.
Yeah, all the time, you know. So you can say, that's me. That's literally me. I'm Irish. I think if we draw the next game, we're
still winning a chance.
You wouldn't get any new followers, but you'd keep everybody on board.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, this game is must win. You might get a few more interests.
Must win. And it's probably against the worst of the three teams, even though they're 11-time champions of their continent.
Like, if we lose next game, 3 points, you're not getting out of the group, usually.
No, that's how it goes. That's group football.
4 points is, like, the minimum. and you have to have hope that a result goes your way.
Yeah.
So losing this game, I think it really fizzles out. But yeah, hopefully we can get a draw and then a
that's
win.
So good. Just a nick a draw. That's all.
We just need a Wes Hoolahan moment.
That is also the thing. The women did have the qualifying, like when they first qualified, when they scored that goal.
Yeah.
That was like the first. It felt like big Irish women's football moment. Oh, one in the actual World Cup would be savage. Any goal would be amazing.
Yeah.
Because I saw, did you see the celebrations for the New Zealand goal? That's their first goal they've ever scored in the World Cup.
Holy shit.
It was mental. It was pandemonium.
Yeah, everyone remembers the first, you know?
Yeah.
The first girl to score. So yeah, this would be our first goal in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Same thing, actually.
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah. No, I hope that happens against Canada. I hope we get, like, if you've got to win.
Yeah.
You're going to get everybody on board. Because now we beat one of the best teams in the world. We're the best team in the world.
We can beat anybody.
You know, if you go on a run, like, you get the whole country on board. Remember when we were in the Women's World Cup for hockey?
Yes. The whole country was watching it because we were winning.
Everyone knew because we were in the finals. Like, we might win something. Get my Irish flag. Put it on. Get the car flags out. So, yeah, like, all it takes is a goal and you'll have everybody on the side because people really do watch football. So, I mean, that would be exciting to see. But,
my real dream is we get out of the group.
Yeah.
And at some stage in the knockouts, we come up against Colombia. That's the game.
I think if we finish second in this group, they're predicting England to win the other group.
Ooh.
Ireland, England.
Oh!
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I heard that.
Very good, though, I think.
They won the Euros, Will.
They did, yeah, the Lionesses.
Also, interesting point, they call the Australians the Matildas.
I saw a list of all, they all have nicknames.
Do they?
Yeah, I'll get the list up.
Oh, I did not know that. Do we have a nickname?
Yeah, we're the Girls in Green.
Well, Girls in Green is the Boys in Green.
Well, that's what it was.
Le Bleu, for the French. I mean, that's just the Blues, you know?
I'll get it up here, because I saw it on Twitter.
The Matildas, I'm assuming that's a reference to the song.
The Waltzing Matilda. Matildas, yeah.
Sung beautifully by Liam Clancy. but that's a cool name. But like, because I heard it first, it's like, you know, like they call them the Sheilas. They call women Sheilas over in Australia. That's a good one. I was like, that's kind of like semi, maybe offensive these days in Australia.
Yeah,
so, the Matildas, I was like, oh, women dancers? What's going on, you know? But apparently it's a pretty cool thing to call each other over there.
All right, I've got the full list of nicknames.
Go on.
Will I pick out the best ones or do them all?
Do them all, Will.
The Matildas, the Girls in Green, the Super Falcons, and the Canucks.
The Canucks, the Canadians, yeah. Okay, keep going.
I'll keep going. This might get cut. La Roja, La Tricolor, the Shepalopolo, that's Zambia, and Nadishiko.
The first one was France.
No, La Roja was Spain.
Sorry, La Roja, Spain. Oh, this is what you do, right? You read the nicknames and I'll try and guess. Rather than just reading mouse.
La Tricolor. It's not us.
Fuck, it's not us. Tricolor is France.
No, you're never going to get this one.
There's only three colors in the
Costa Rica.
What?
I don't know.
They can't call themselves that.
Group D, you've got the Lionesses.
England.
You've got Les Grenadiers, a.k.a. the Grenadiers. Great name.
The Grenadiers.
No, I'd be very impressed if you got this one.
Grenadad and Grenadine or...
Haiti.
They're fuck. In the Haiti.
The Red and White. Easy one. No, the other ones.
Georgia.
No.
Red and White. Not England. I think.
We've bandwagoned on them before in the Euros.
Turkey?
Not Turkey. Denmark.
Denmark? We didn't bandwagon on Denmark.
Oh, we did when they were playing England. And then the Steel Roses.
Evil England?
China.
China. Steel Roses, sweet name.
Right, I'm not going through all these.
Go on, keep going. This is a good bit, man.
This is a bad bit.
No, keep going. We can group E,
USA, the Stars and Stripes. The Stars. I forgot what it was doing. Orange.
Netherlands.
Yeah, easy. Asalejo da Quinas.
Colombia.
No.
Fuck who?
It begins with a P.
Peru.
No, Portugal. I think you're over for a good bit. These have two nicknames, both great. Golden Girls, a.k.a. the Golden Star Warriors.
Oh, this is an African team for sure.
Wrong.
Damn it.
Asian.
Thailand?
No.
Vietnam?
Correct. Ding, nice. Ding. Group F, Les Bleus.
French.
Reggae Girls.
Jamaica.
Yeah, correct. With a Z.
Oh. Did they come up themselves after that?
Who came up with this? Did they have to submit these?
The Reggae Girls. What's your nickname before you enter? God, think of something.
Reggae Girls. What is that? What is that? The Canaries.
The Canary Islands.
No, Brazil.
Brazil or the Canary? That's too easy.
The Canal Girls.
The Canal Girls.
You're going to be kicking yourself over this one.
The Canal Girls.
Think Canal.
Who has canals?
There's a big one.
The Grand Canal.
No.
That's Dublin. Not the Dubliners.
Panama.
Panama Canal. I think we call ourselves the Dominers. The courthouses.
Group G, you've got the Blue and Yellow.
Blue and Yellow. Who even is Blue and Yellow? Sweden?
Correct. La Azure. Azure?
Italy.
Yeah. La Albiceleste.
Argentina.
Correct. Banana.
Are you saying banana?
banana. That's what it says.
Israel?
No. African.
Cameroon?
No. South Africa.
South Africa of a team?
Yeah. Banana. That's all it says.
Meaning?
It doesn't say that's all it says. Banana. And finally, Group H. The National Elf? The National Elf? The
German.
Yeah. The Atlas Lionesses.
Cool. The Atlas Lionesses. Yeah. North Pole.
No, Morocco.
Morocco?
The Coffee Growers.
Oh, that must be Peru.
No, Colombia. Our enemies.
Colombia.
And then finally, Taguk Ladies.
Ivory Coast?
Republic of Korea.
Korea.
There we have it.
I thought you were going to say the Matildas, the Jennifers, you know.
They're all female names.
I thought you were having all female names. You said they all have them. Like, well, everyone has a nickname. Like, the Azuri is just the Azuris is both three.
Italy, women, do you think they're called the Reggae Boys?
We could look it up. who is the place for Reggae Boys? Wes Morgan.
Wes Morgan. Is he a Reggae Boy?
He's definitely a Reggae Boy.
Reggae Boys, Jamaican national football team. That's what came up.
Because we're the boys in green, girls in green.
That's so cool.
Every single one is probably just the opposite.
The Jamaican national football team, nicknamed the Reggae Boys, with a Z.
That is cool.
If we're looking for a bandwagon.
Next time Jamaica qualify, we'll be on that bandwagon for sure. Speaking of which, bandwagon, getting on, supporting. So when's the next game again?
Next game is Wednesday, 1 o'clock.
Wednesday, 1 o'clock. Yeah, we'll probably do another episode then, I suppose, really.
Yeah.
On Thursday, at a week on an episode.
Yeah, that's.
It's a World Cup, boys. Get used to it.
Yeah, look, we'll be doing it when we can.
This is going to be an Irish podcast. If you're here to find out about the trials and tribulations of the US national team.
Don't care.
That's not what we do here. No. We're following.
You joke. Imagine if any Irish team is in any World Cup. We're not talking about anything else.
Oh, yeah. Like, you haven't experienced us with an Irish men's team in a World
Cup. If they were in Qatar, we wouldn't have fucking mentioned Messi.
No, I wouldn't mention any of the other stuff. I wouldn't. As soon as Ireland knocked out, that would be the end of the podcast.
Boring. Bad. Shouldn't happen there.
Transfer tittle tattle. You know? So, yeah, this is what it's going to be like. This is an Irish podcast.
Have no fear, because you'll still get the regular episodes.
Yeah, the regular episodes when something crazy happens.
Yeah.
You know, we have After Nonsense, which is ultra only. Become an ultra now, today.
Right now.
Right now. Pause podcast, become an ultra, $4.50 a month. patreon.com/nonsensepod. You'll get After Nonsense. We just kind of chill, talk about other stuff.
Yeah, not football.
Our feelings, mainly. Hopes, dreams, that kind of stuff.
There's a nice backlog up there now. I think we're nearly on episode 20, and each episode is like 40 minutes ish, half an hour. So there's a good bit. There's a lot of hours up there.
A lot of good stuff there, folks. A lot of good stuff to keep those voices you quiet.
Indulge your parasocial relationship with us. Yeah. You don't have a Reddit, so that's the only way you can.
Yeah. If you want to start Reddit first, be our guest. Be mental. That'd be cool, though.
Yeah, I'd love that.
And then they all turn against us.
That's the dream.
But yeah. That's coming after this. Mm-hmm. That'll be up this week as well. We'll probably do a regular episode, I would say. Again, just regular transfer tittle tattle. Will Harry Kane play for Spurs this year? He's already playing in friendly games, which looks like he's given up. if I had to guess, Will, I'd say he has given up. He's going to beat the record, go to America as a kicker at 31.
We'll get to it probably on the next episode, but... He'd rip up those All-Star games.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those fucking volley contests or whatever. He'd kill that.
All this and more, folks.
Yeah.
Coming up on the regular episode. And then we have a Patreon as well, extra episode every week. We'd love to have you join us.
And to entice you a little bit more, maybe.
Yeah.
To play us out, here's a little clip from the last episode of After Nonsense.
Very good, Will. Very good. College friends, Will. Isn't that mad? Imagine that.
Could never be me.
Stop. I went to college for a lot longer than you went, and I have even less friends, I'd say, somehow. Girls are good for that, you know, stay in touch, staying together. I mean, if you're not in my everyday life, if I don't do a podcast with you, I'm not talking to you. Yeah. Pretty much.
I don't have a scheduled hour and a half of talking to you every week without fail. Then no, you're gone,
bud. Forget about it, bud. You're toast.
Imagine saying that to people. Look, if you want to talk to me, we have to start a podcast.
Listen, I have a podcast. We may have a slot next month. Other than that, I'm not going to respond.
Patreon could always use more shows.
I'm not going to respond to your messages, pal. I don't have the time or the interest.
Send me voice notes. I'll send you voice notes back. I'll edit it into a half hour.